There are moments in your life that you know as they're happening will change everything. The sting of Tatum's fist against my temple, the sharp crack as it hits, even through the shock of it and the nausea that builds, I know the damage is irreversible, and that everything is about to change. Oh, God. I suck in a breath, bile rising in my throat, and I try to keep the damp towel from sliding off my body as my knees give out on me. Tatum drops beside me.
Charlie, shit, I didn't mean... Fuck! Get away from her!
Spencer pushes Tatum away, and even though the man is a good 3 inches taller and 20 pounds bigger, he lets him.
I'm... okay, I manage to say, despite the throbbing in my temple.
I know Tatum didn't mean to hurt me, but Spencer is looking for any excuse to push my best friend aside.
Get some fucking ice,
Spencer spits out, lifting me in his arms. Anger vibrates off him, intense, cold, his features like stone. And I know what he thinks, what it looks like, me being here at Tatum's place, practically naked. But I'd needed my best friend, needed the warmth of alcohol to dull the pain of having Winslow Harrington humiliate me, knowing Spencer was, what, too embarrassed to invite me to the benefit. He'd lied to me. And yet right now, it's me who feels like I have to justify my actions.
Spencer, it's not what you think. Nothing happened.
His jaw clenches, lips thin, and he doesn't look in my eyes. But he also doesn't release me, just picks me up and carries me to the living room and sits me down on the couch. When Tatum returns with a washcloth filled with ice, Spencer places it on my temple. The ice burns when it touches my skin, but I know it's necessary. I can practically feel a bruise forming.
Is she okay? Tatum asks. Should I call an ambulance?
No,
I groan out, trying to push away from Spencer, but the world spins.
Oh, God, I feel sick.
It's only partly because I just had the wind knocked out of me, and it's not the whiskey either. It's being here, naked, only a towel around me. I know how this looks. Doesn't matter how much Spencer trusts me, this is bad. I can only imagine how I'd feel if the situation was reversed.
I'm sorry, I mutter, closing my eyes as another wave of dizziness hits me.
Where the fuck are her clothes?
Spencer's voice is low, hard, filled with venom. I've never felt his wrath before, but even though he won't meet my gaze, I can feel all his anger, his hurt.
She puked on them.
Tatum sounds utterly miserable, and when I glance over, I catch his eyes before he looks away, guilt tightening his features.
I put them in the wash. Get her something to wear. Now!
The last word is a demand that has even me jumping slightly. Tatum leaves again, but I wish I could reach out and pull him into a hug, let him know that I know this was an accident. But I'm still naked and Spencer is here, and it's not the time to comfort him. Spencer's right eye twitches.
This is so fucked up.
My gaze narrows on him. And while I agree with his statement, and even though my temple throbs, I can still read the man who lied to me. He's hiding something. I saw him at the auction. If he wants to get all high and mighty with me now, he has another thing coming. I'm not the one who has been keeping secrets.
Here.
Tatum is back, and he places a hoodie and sweats on the coffee table beside the empty bottle of Jameson. I groan when I see it.
No more whiskey. Ever again.
Spencer just grunts as he helps me sit up, then hands me the hoodie, glaring at Tatum.
I'll go. Let you change,
Tatum says, starting to turn toward his bedroom.
I'm really sorry, Charlie.
I know.
I hold the ice to my head. It was an accident. He swallows hard and nods before disappearing into his room. The shot was meant for Spencer, and if I hadn't stepped between them, it would have been him with a raging headache right now. But the cut on Spencer's swollen bottom lip makes me think he was already fighting before he got here.
What happened?
I reach out to touch his face and he flinches.
Prescott,
he says icily, eyes narrowing but still not meeting mine. And I know not to press him.